Thank you for tuning in to Rosie on the House. We're that part of the show where we like to bring to you a do-it-yourself tip. And boy, we're sure seeing a lot of these do-it-yourself tips get used a lot. I call it the COVID crazy home repair fever. You're home too much, staring at a problem too long, and you decide to go out to the garage, get some tools, and touch something you just should leave alone. And I tell you what, one of the things we're going to start seeing with the temperatures outside going down and the temperatures inside going up by all the seasonal cooking, and one or two of you may even possibly turn your heater on in Arizona over the next month, you're going to see window condensation. And I've got Adam Homer here, the business development manager for Pella Windows and Doors Mountain West, to talk about why repairing insulated glass is a project you should leave to the pros. Adam, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, you bet, Rosie. Thanks for having me. So a couple of things. When it comes to window seal failure or condensation, it's really, there's two different things. Condensation typically is the moisture that you're going to get on the inside of the house. So from like a shower or from cooking or something like that. And there's even such thing as exterior condensation on the outside of the glass of the house. That's something that we don't experience a whole lot, either one of those in Arizona, because of the dry climate that we have. But one thing that we do see on a regular basis is seal failure. And a lot of people don't realize they have seal failure until you have those right weather conditions with enough humidity and the temperature being as such so that it shows in the glass. And that's where it will fog up in between the panes. You'll see it on those cold mornings or maybe in the evening when you've got the humidity up inside the kitchen or something. But essentially what it means is that the glass is hermetically sealed. So meaning that there is no air exchange when you have a well-built insulated glass window. As soon as that seal is broken, and for one reason or another, whether it was just not made properly or it's just really old and brittle, but that the seal has been breached and you now are allowing external air and moisture inside the pane, that's when it fails. And even I've seen, because of low E coatings, that helps keep the sun and the heat outside of your house. Low E is it's a silver oxide that they spray between the glass. And I've seen windows fail with low E, and it actually, as soon as that low E is subjected to moisture and to the ambient air temperature, it'll rust. So you'll see kind of a rusty haze in between your glass, in which case it's really time to replace your windows. They're not energy efficient anymore at that point. You're risking the potential of having water come into the house, if there is any direct water spray. And it's not something you can fix unless you replace your window. And that's what we're here to help with. And just so the folks know, even if it's just one window at your house that has this problem, we'll come out and fix just one window. And down the road, if you need to replace the rest of them, we can certainly do that too.
Well, one of the things we do here at Rosie on the House is coach people through do-it-yourself projects on a regular basis. And I don't often say, don't try this. But repairing a broken seal on an insulated glass panel is not economically or sanely feasible for a homeowner. That's the time when you call a pro. I'll tell you one thing you do not do as a homeowner is you do not use a heat gun to remove paint from a window frame with an insulated glass panel in it, and never pressure wash your windows. That'll save you some grief right there. We'd like to thank Mr. Adam Homer for bringing this tip to the Rosie on the House listeners. Pella Window and Doors of Arizona, proud sponsor of Rosie on the House.
Hey, Adam, before we let you go, when you guys come out and do that repair, are we having to take the whole window frame out, or can we take the glass out and put new glass in an existing frame?
Well, if it's a Pella window or door, we can replace just the glass, but we do not service other window manufacturers' glass panels. There's a lot of different factors, the thicknesses, the glazing beads, and things like that. We just don't have the parts. So there's like independent glass shops that'll do that sort of thing, but we just service our own product. So to answer your question, if it's somebody's got an old aluminum window that's failed, the only option from us would be to replace the entire window, glass and frame.
And like many of our listeners that have done the right thing and the smart thing when it was time to upgrade their windows, they have Pella. So if you do experience that, whether it's something on the south side of the house where it's just been deteriorated over heat over 20, 30, 40 years, or like Rosie said, someone's power washing, cleaning, whatever the case may be, the frame's still solid, you could get that pane replaced. And that is our weekly to-do. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com/app. If that's a project you have, you can schedule it, manage it, along with all your weekly to-dos and how-to. The initial part of the app, the inventory side of things, that is free. There's a $5 charge to unlock the maintenance and the budgeting and the scheduling. You know, there's a lot of data and a lot of work that goes into that. So once past the inventory side, the actual project side, it's $5 a month, and you can use promo code Rosie and save 25% on that when you sign up. It's our Rosie on the House Home Zada home management app that we've licensed as part of what we do to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
One of the more peculiar ways I could have never foreseen that we attempt to earn the title of every Arizona homeowner's best friend is through our e-commerce store that you can find on the internet at our website, rosieonthehouse.com. And it really became a result of manufacturers and distributors reaching out to us and saying, we've got this great little gizmo gadget doo-wop hickey ding that we can't get out there. Why don't y'all try it and see if you like it? I'll tell you, at one time, my garage was half filled with things people were asking us to try. And I can tell you this, virtually every one of them made it to the dumpster. But we eventually found a couple products that really caught our attention. I remember the first couple that I said, this is brilliant. This is genius. And it really works. Let's find a way to help distribute this. So Romy built an e-commerce store on our website. It's gone through a couple new generations. It's just launched a brand new, easy to use platform right now. It's a lot of fun, and it'd be a great, easy way for you to do some holiday shopping for your favorite handyman.
We are working on the next upgrade to the website, but if when you're there right now, rosieonthehouse.com, and you click eStore, it actually takes you to Shopify, and a lot of people will already be familiar with that platform. And one thing that this allows you to do is when we were selling them individually off of our website, we just had to work with the parameters of what our website could do. So let's say you wanted to get the thorn resistant gloves from Hex Armor and the Earth Talon shovel. Well, because they're different manufacturers, you would have to buy the Earth Talon and then go back over and completely start over and get, you know, the Hex Armor gloves. Well, you can buy them both at the same time now on one transaction.
Load your cart, baby. Load your cart.
Bounce all the way around. And Jen has been helping us with the inventory update and getting on the Shopify and all that. And this has a feature on it. So if you use, when you're checking out any time during the month of December, Rosie Holidays, R-O-S-I-E, Holidays with an S, you'll get a 15% discount just flat across the entire board. We've got, you know, the things that we're most proud of is when we can find something American made. Yeah. One of our first products was the Franklin sensors. Now there's electronic components that are not American, but there's no electronic components made in America.
Not
but
too many.
The rest of it's all assembled here. And one of the things I'm most proud of, and we don't sell it a lot, and I don't care. It's the morality of it. We have American flags that were made in America by Valley Forge.
Good
flag
flags.
Company. Yeah, good very good flags. Thick cotton, really heavy. I mean, they'll last you a long, long time. And we actually even joined, there's an association of that certifies these flags were made in America that we joined just to have that extra level of approval that, yes, this is American cotton, American flags built in American factories.
Well, I know y'all have put an electric knife sharpener on the e-commerce store, but I tell you what, I bought the little manual one. I keep it in the knife drawer in the kitchen. And one of the things I've done this holiday season is I constantly remind Jennifer as we're in the kitchen cooking, I don't put a knife away between now and the new year. or I don't put a new edge on it. So I'm constantly, watch out, Jennifer. It's sharp. You don't force it. It's sharp. So that little manual knife sharpener, it takes it from abrasive grit, smooth grit, to ceramic polishing. It's the easiest to use manual knife sharpener I've ever used. And baby, she really puts an edge on.
And that's the Worksharp brand. And their electric one, I didn't think we'd ever sell any of them because it's $150. I'm like, no, nothing on the e-store over $50. And that manual one, I think it's like $48 or something, minus 15%.
That's right.
All in the month of December. But the electric one, I use it more than the manual one because I use it on so much more than knives. I've got a big sickle that I use for cutting weeds in certain areas that I can't get with a tractor or I don't want to use a weed eater because I'm working around tree trunks.
Couldn't I use the electric one on my real lawnmower?
That was my next thing. I use it on the lawnmower as well. You got to position it just right. But the manual one, you can't get there. The electric one's like a belt operator. And like you said, you just switch out your different grits on it, on the polishing belt for whatever type of different finish of sharpness you're looking for.
Well, there it is, folks. Just a little bit of shopping tip. They're unique gifts. They can be hard to find gifts. They're all gifts that the Romero family has tested themselves. So for the month of December, if you're shopping for a favorite handyman or handy woman, get to RosieOnTheHouse.com, visit the e-commerce store, and use the promo code ROSIEHOLIDAYS. That will get you 15% off anything you're interested in getting.
And one more thing, there's a feature on there by Shopify that we're trying to figure out where it's like ask for one day shipping. Well, we don't ship on Saturday or Sunday. So if you check that, don't expect it to go out today. We have all this stuff at the office and we do fulfillment right out of our office. So save that money on shipping. I mean, we'll send it back with the order if you do accidentally check it. But just know that we don't fulfill on Saturdays or Sundays.